It's Angela Yee, and I love to travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to experience their beautiful islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI is one of my favorite places. If you're traveling from the U.S., you don't even need a passport. I love the food, the people, the culture, and the beaches. Gorgeous. Go to visit USVI.com to plan your next vacation. Visit USVI.com. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas in May. I cannot wait. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You are now tuned in to Angela, what I call her Yee.
It is day one. I'm Angela Yee, and Mano's here.
Yeah.
And that's day one of your fast / detox.
It's happening.
New Mano. You feeling good? Today's the first day.
First day.
All right. Shout out to Sydney, who was just in the room. Mm-hmm. Today was her last day.
She did it.
Of the 2-week detox. So looking good. Now, today we do have a special guest joining us, Arian Simone. She is the founder of the Fearless Fund. Interesting thing happening right now. So this is the first ever VC fund for women of color. It was the first time that a firm run by women of color invests exclusively in tech and consumer goods companies owned by women of color. But unfortunately, they're trying to say that there's a lawsuit against them saying that this is like some type of discriminatory practice, funding for women of color, which makes no sense. To me, but it's a federal civil rights suit that was brought by Edward Blum. He's the person that is also trying to make sure that there's no more affirmative action.
Right. He got some issues.
So she'll be joining us and letting you know what's going on with that. She has a march happening in D.C. on the 14th. March 14th, so we got to make sure we're aware of that and spread information. Because this is going to have an effect way past, the Fearless Fund. All right. But in the meantime, let's spread some love and positivity. Let's shine a light. 800-292-5150 is the number. Call us up and let us know who you want to shine a light on. It's way up. I'm a shine.
Turn your lights on, y'all.
Turn your lights on.
Spreading love to those who are doing greatness.
Shine a light on them. Shine a light on them.
It's time to shine a light on them.
It's way up. I'm Angela Yee. Mano's in the building.
New Mano.
Good morning.
You got your coconut water? You ready?
Got it right here.
All right. Well, let's shine a light now. Let's shine a light on some students who started a GoFundMe page. This is at Providence College. They raised nearly $20,000. You know what that was for?
What was that for?
That was for their school security guard to get a trip of a lifetime. The dorm security guard, they wanted to give him a trip home to Nigeria. He works 4 overnight shifts per week on campus. He hasn't seen his family in 11 years.
And
yes, they raised almost $20,000.
That was a good gesture.
They said he's the kindest soul anyone has ever met in this building. He means so much to us. He's so important. It was amazing how fast everyone connected and were able to put it together for him. That was so nice.
Dope. Maybe we'd do something like that for Navy.
Oh, yeah. He runs our
Where you want to go, Navy?
Oh, we could set a GoFundMe to help pay for Dan's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's excited.
Wow, look at that.
He was like, yes, please, forget Navy. You guys can split it. All right, well, that is who we want to shine a light on. Now, who do you want to shine a light on? 800-292-5150. Maria, who you want to shine a light on?
I would like to shine a light on my primary care doctor. He's a black doctor. His name is Ryan Broderick.
Okay, so you love your primary care doctor.
I love him. It's about all your concerns. Because, you know, most doctors say I give you 10 minutes and you're out the door.
You know, a lot of times you're in a rush, you have to wait a long time, then you go in, and then it's in and out, but you don't feel that way.
And then I told them about all my concerns, and they'll say, what?
Yeah.
What is that?
No, but your primary care doctor, what's his name again?
Ryan Broderick. He's at Eskenazi Forest Manor.
All right, well, thank you for calling. I'm glad that you're able to talk to your doctor, that he takes his time with you, that you feel seen. You can ask any questions you want. That is so important. I've never had anybody call up here and say that. All right, thank you, Maria.
Thanks.
All right, well, that was Shine a Light, 800-292-5150, just in case you couldn't get through. And when we come back, we have your Yeezy. The Oscars were last night, and one thing that everyone was talking about is John Cena. He was butt booty naked. We'll talk about it. It's way up.
From industry shade to all the gossip.
Talk to me.
Angela's spilling that Yee tea.
Talk to him. Yo, it's way up. I'm Angela Yee, and Mano's in the building.
New Mano.
Yep.
New Mano. Did you watch any of the Oscars yesterday? Red carpet. You know, I love me some Erica Alexander. Love the way her hair looks. She was talking to Entertainment Tonight's Nichelle Turner. And here's what she had to say as she got emotional about her career resurgence.
I hope you can enjoy every single bit of it.
I am, girl. I'm about to cry. I'm so happy. I am. I didn't think I'd be as overwhelmed, but I just feel really grateful now to have lasted this long. It's 40 years this year.
Now, you know, American Fiction got a ton of nominations, but it also won for Best Adapted Screenplay. So that's what she was in.
It's good for her, man.
Now, Jimmy Kimmel responded to Donald Trump because I guess Donald Trump was watching the Oscars and he thought that Jimmy Kimmel was a terrible host. Of course, he went on social media to express how he felt about Jimmy Kimmel as a host. And here's how Jimmy Kimmel responded.
Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still watching. Isn't it past your jail time?
That's not funny.
That was funny. Donald Trump said, has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent. Oh my gosh.
Trump is a gangster.
Sir, sorry you weren't invited. How you hating from outside the club?
Oh,
you can't even get in. All right. In addition to that, I haven't seen Oppenheimer, but I mean, it really won a whole lot of awards. We need to watch
that. I heard it was really good. I keep saying I'm going to do it, but it's like 17 hours
long. Best actor in a leading role.
Right.
Best actor in a supporting role. I mean, they definitely, best director. But now let's talk about best actress in a supporting role. And that went to Devine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers.
I didn't think I was supposed to be doing this as a career. I started off as a singer. My mother said to me, go across that street to that theater department. There's something for you there. And I thank my mother for doing that. For so long, I've always wanted to be different. And now I realize I just need to be myself.
Oh, I love it.
Right.
So congratulations to her, by the way. There haven't been a lot of black women who have won for Best Supporting Actress. So, you know, always nice to see it. All right. And John Cena was naked at the awards. Now, humiliation is trending on Twitter right now. Have you seen that?
No.
And that's because of John Cena being naked at the awards. People are saying that he sold out his soul by performing a humiliation ritual at the Oscars. They said, I'm sure John Cena, when he wanted to become a wrestling superstar and get muscly, didn't intend on walking around naked or putting on a dress. That was Andrew Tate speaking on John Cena, calling it a humiliation ritual. But it was supposed to be all in fun.
It's supposed to have been a joke, right?
Yeah, they're paying homage to the naked man who ran on stage during the 1974 ceremony. Jimmy Kimmel, in the opening monologue, said how wild it would be if someone streaked across the stage. And then that happened. And then it was a whole little skit. you know, of him not wanting to go on stage like that. Hopefully you guys also watched that Prime movie that he's in. What's it called? Ricky Kanicki? Ricky Stenicki. I watched that over the weekend. All right. And then there was a moment of some issues as Al Pacino was announcing the Best Picture Award, but he forgot to announce the nominees.
Only one will take the award for Best Picture. And I have to go to the envelope for that. And my eyes see Oppenheimer.
Skip past the nominees.
He did not care. He was like, all right. All right, well, that is your Yeetie. And when we come back, we have About Last Night. That's where we discuss what we did last night. I actually used 1-800-GUT-JUNK for the first time.
I used that.
You have?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about it. It's Way Up. Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy, because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails. What's up? It's Angela Yee. And if you know me, you know I have several businesses. Well, one of them had closed down for a little while, but we just reopened it. And that is my juice bar. It's called Nourish Spot BK. And as soon as we reopened, we were really on the clock to find people who can make juices, sandwiches, acai bowls. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Maybe you see the perfect candidate. Well, ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. You can invite your top choices to apply, and you can even encourage them to apply sooner. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So, about last night.
Last night.
Here's how it went down.
It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee. Mano's here. Time for About Last Night. Now, I know you were getting ready this weekend.
I was getting ready, but I shot a video with your girl, Mo.
Mo.
Makeup artist.
Oh, you
I
did.
Went to
okay,
her spot.
I'm going to shoot at. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot at.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. You're getting ready, though, for your fast and detox. So it starts today. So what did you do over the weekend to prepare?
I took my drops. I ate like an animal.
You're not supposed to
do
that.
I went out with a bang.
You're supposed to.
I went to Trader Joe's and got all of the. You ever had the brownie cookie?
A brownie cookie?
A brownie cookie is. Oh, my God.
I think I have had those.
God must have
brownie
made that.
Brownie bites or some brownie bites?
Nah, it's a brownie cookie.
Is it thin and very chocolatey?
Okay. Oh, man.
All right, well.
I had to go out with a bang, though.
Okay, well, it starts today. I'm going to be watching you. I gave you some coconut water.
I took my drops. I got my coconut water, and it's on. It's all about discipline.
All right, well, for me, this weekend, first of all, I still am like a little congested and sick, but I was cleaning all weekend. I have tenants moving in this week, so I had to do all kinds of stuff. This is when being a homeowner is annoying because there's a lot of things you have to do on your own. I was cleaning out my whole basement, and then I had to call 1-800-GUT-JUNK. And shout out to everybody from 1-800-GUT-JUNK.
I use that.
Yeah, I was reading the reviews. Like, I saw some people were saying that
it's expensive.
Very expensive. Yeah. But let me tell you something. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah, I use that.
Because when you're trying to get rid of stuff in the house and you're like, all right, I got to handle my business.
Right, you don't want to do the work.
But shout out to Jason and Ray from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They came and they got everything. I had to get a new dishwasher installed.
Right.
I actually picked up the dishwasher.
And you needed that out
put
fast.
It in my trunk. Yeah, I had to get the old one disposed of. And then I had paperwork from the year 2000, receipts.
You're, so basically you like a hoarder.
You know
you're
what?
A baby hoarder.
I guess so. Because, you know, you think, like, I can't get rid of this in case I get audited for tax purposes.
I hope you don't
got
those old cans of tuna fish in there.
I definitely don't. I don't need that. But I had to get rid of so many things. So I'm just glad.
Old beans.
No old beans. I don't eat beans either.
I
see. It's not food.
Corn,
that's the problem for me. It's just paperwork. Yeah, I had like receipts from, you know,
from
being on
school.
Tour with Wu-Tang. Like,
oh,
I had receipts from being on the anger management tour. I had like the whole just all these different things I've done. I was like, some of this I should keep because it's hard to determine what do I keep and what do I get rid of.
What you keeping it for though?
I mean, it's a nice memory. It's like the tour book from Anger Management. That's
oh, so you had the tour book. That's
yeah.
cool.
Mm-hmm. And so, and then I had the tour book from the Rock the Mic tour. So
you
I was
know
on
what?
On
some of those
tours.
Things are good to keep because when it goes in a museum.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. But anyway, that's what I did all weekend. And now I'm like, whew, congested. All right, well, that is about last night. Now, you know what we're going to do when we come back, right? Tell us a secret. We love a Monday because we got to start the week off right with these secrets. And you see Mano's here. Y'all be like, if Mano's not here, where's Mano? We miss Mano. But he's here today. All right. So call us up 800-292-5150. Tell us a secret. Again, that's 800-292-5150. Tell us a secret. It's no judgment. You're anonymous. It's way up.
Shh. This is a judgment-free zone. Tell us a secret.
It's way up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee and Mano is here.
No, Mano!
Yeah.
We need you guys to call us up and tell us a secret. It's no judgment. You're anonymous. 800-292-5150. Anonymous caller, what's your secret?
So it's bad and I know it's haram, but I'm Muslim and I recently moved to New York and I had a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Turkey bacon, right?
The first time it was an accident, I asked for a turkey bacon, egg, and cheese. But then I found out it was pork, bacon, egg, and cheese, and I haven't been back.
Stop a la.
It feels good to be able to tell somebody this, but I'm about to go order one right now.
Just
oh my gosh. Is that the only thing you eat, bacon, or do you eat like pepperoni on your pizza, anything else?
No, I stayed away from pork, and I had a bacon, egg, and cheese by accident, but now it's on purpose.
No going
so you're
back,
not man. A real Muslim then.
I mean, I did it to protect myself while I was in jail, but...
Oh, you's a sucker.
Okay, so you're
yeah,
you're a Muslim
like, yeah,
that converted
be.
In jail, yeah. But now you're home, and so you just said
yeah,
forget it.
That's the real you now. Swine.
Have you ever had a bacon, egg, and cheese?
I'm going to be honest. I haven't had pork since I was like 8 years
that's
old.
That's a fact.
So I'm the only one.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. In this room,
but no judgment. Know.
No, we judging.
No, he called me a sucker. That's judging.
Ooh, that is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Only Allah can judge you.
Yeah.
Thank you. But shout out to the album. It's great.
All right, thank you. Whoa, but that was crazy. Ramadan
crazy.
Just started. What's up, anonymous caller? How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. You want to tell me a Mano a secret?
I slept with my baby mama's sister while she was in the hospital getting ready to have deliver my daughter.
What?
Why would you do that?
It was just a crazy situation. I ended up leaving the hospital, got whatever with her sister,
off
and
crack?
One thing led to the next. Nah, man, smoke weed.
Damn, oh, my God.
Bro,
you got...
How,
why would, let me tell you, what kind of relationship does she have with her sister ordinarily?
They cool, but come find out the sister slept with everybody.
Mm. Including you.
Yes, right.
Mm.
Including me. I've even heard she even slept with some of their family members. Like, she...
Her own family members?
Yeah.
And you made sure you got on that list.
Ooh. Yeah.
You ain't want to get left out. Like, don't leave me out.
I mean, what a time to do that while she's in the hospital having
that's
your
crazy.
Baby. Did you feel bad?
Yeah. No.
You should repent, though, brother.
What? You didn't even feel bad? Why? What is up with you and your baby mom?
Oh, I don't mess with her no more. That was just, like, some crazy.
But at the time, y'all was together, though, right?
Nah.
Oh, y'all wasn't
together.
It
was just something that just ended up happening, and, you know, she got pregnant or whatever. You know, being a man, I'm going to take care of mine. Mm. Go ahead, have a kid, but the situation jumped off with her sister.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
You too. All right, well, that was Tell Us a Secret, 800-292-5150. Y'all are wild, by the way. And when we come back, we have your Yeezy. Let's discuss Offset on $1 million worth of game. Find out why he won't speak on Quavo. It's way up.
Yo, she about to blow the lid up off this pot.
Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Angela spilling that Yeezy.
Come and get the tea.
All right, it's way up. I'm Angela Yee. Mano's here.
No,
yeah. I wish y'all could hear the behind-the-scenes
arguments
that happen up here. But let's get into some Yee tea. So let's discuss Offset. He was on $1 million worth of game, and he had some things to say about his relationship with Quavo. Here's what he had to say.
I don't feel like I owe it to people to show how much me and bro love each other. So stop doing that. Now, ain't hating on each other. Congratulating when he's dropping songs. Ain't on no suck with each other. We came in together. We both knew that, understood that, and we lost our brother. Like, we talking about music. It ain't for us to be doing that for the pictures.
I respect that.
Yeah. And in addition, he started his Set It Off tour in Philly yesterday. And they actually went and took some kids in Philly on a shopping spree before the tour. So that was nice. It was Offset, Gilly, and Wallow doing that.
Yeah, dope.
Isn't that nice?
That's dope.
We love to see it. Now, Cardi had some things to say about a Vanity Fair Oscars party that she attended. I guess she ran into somebody. Here's what she said on social media.
I definitely ran into somebody. You know me. I don't play that but I'll tell you later because I'm on live. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you all the Tiana later. Bye.
Maybe got checked.
Or it could have been something good. I ran into somebody. It could have been something good, too.
Well, but she said, you know, I don't play that.
Okay, you're right.
So it sound like it could have been a...
It could have been some braced. Altercation.
Yeah.
But now we all got to go see who was at that party that she ran
somebody
into.
Got checked.
All right, now let's discuss Northwest. Apparently, she has an album coming out. She was in Phoenix with her father at the center of the stage and made this announcement.
And I've been working on an album, and it's called Elementary School Dropout.
Elementary school dropout girl. Would you say you better go to school?
Go to school. Please go to school.
Yes. Now we're waiting for Vultures 2, by the way, with Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign. That was supposed to arrive on Friday. It's delayed. But apparently he's going to sell the album on Yeezy.com for $20 an album.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, so you said what? No streaming? Yeah, no streaming. So
how do you get
the
it?
Only way you would be able to do that is so you, no streaming.
So you, okay, right. So you're not putting it up on no DSPs. You got to go to his site and then purchase it and download it.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm not mad at that.
Mm-hmm. He said, did you see what James Blake said about streaming? And James Blake was saying how streaming platforms are hurting the music industry. Yeah. It is a it very is. Small amount of money and a
it's
whole lot
minuscule.
Of streams you got.
And we still don't know what a stream how much a stream is worth on the side of a record company. How much they make off one stream.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. All right, and Drake was with Bun B at the All-American Takeover at Houston's Livestock Show and Rodeo. I saw he was at Trill Burger. Mm. Bun B had Drake over.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, Drake loves Houston. So I saw everybody was saying, you think Drake is coming? And he was there. And the Detroit Pistons are releasing a J. Dilla capsule collection. Now, Royce da 5'9" actually will be talking about this when he comes up here to weigh up with Angela Yee. And I'll actually be...
I just seen him the other day, too.
Oh,
shout out to Royce, yep.
All right, I'll actually be at 313 Day at the Pistons game. That's March 13th. That's, you know, a Detroit thing, 313. Mm-hmm. But Royce da 5'9" will be here tomorrow to talk about this capsule collection. And it'll be available at the team store at Little Caesars Arena on that day. And you can also purchase it online that day at Pistons313shop.com. It looks really nice when you see this collab collection.
Okay.
All right, well, that is your Yeezy. And when we come back, we have Under the Radar. These are the stories that are not necessarily in the headlines. They are flying under the radar. And by the way, if you're celebrating a birthday, why don't y'all have some birthday sex today? Here's some Jeremiah. Always a classic. It's way up. Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy, because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
In the news that relates to you, these stories are flying under the radar.
It's Way Up. Mano's in the building.
Yeah.
Under the radar stories on go. Now, Elon Musk on X, he's planning to launch an app that's going to be just like YouTube TV. And so he's competing with YouTube, and it's going to be available exclusively for Amazon and Samsung smart TVs at first. He wants to bring longer form content to the site. And, you know, recently he did that deal with Don Lemon, formerly of CNN, who's going to be debuting a new show exclusively on X later this week. So we shall see what happens. He's always doing something.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. He's going to definitely get something different happening.
So Don Lemon's show is coming out on Twitter, on X?
Yeah. We'll never stop calling X Twitter.
Right. So you got to go on Twitter to watch it.
Yep. All right, now, from Walmart to Target, all these different retail giants are trying to figure out self-checkout dilemmas. If you want to use a self-checkout lane at some Walmart stores, you have to pay a monthly fee, $12.95 a month or $98 per year for the Walmart Plus subscription.
What?
That's because they want to make it so that only subscribers can actually go ahead and use that self-checkout line. So they said from time to time, our stores adjust the use of staff checkouts and self-checkouts. For example, a store might start or end the day with staff checkouts. As the number of shoppers and associate staffing increases, these stores open self-checkout registers to manage the increased customer flow. Now, Fast Company has reported that Target is also cutting back on self-checkout lanes in some stores, reducing the hours that customers can use them. And that's because people be stealing.
Mm.
You know, people go right to that self-checkout lane and be like,
walk right out.
Yep, walk right, but throw something right in that bag and walk right out. I know some people right here in this store who also do not pay their fare on the subway who will definitely go and steal something for checkout. All right, and Bitcoin has hit record highs above $72,000 as the UK has opened the door to crypto exchange-traded products. So everybody was saying this was going to happen this year. Well, record highs right now. I have a little bit of Bitcoin.
Yeah, I got some coins
in my Cash App, so I always monitor to see how well it's doing. And, you know, it was down for quite some time, but now I got...
back making some money.
Yeah, back
making
some
money. I made some money, too.
That's good. Some people sold theirs, like, real fast because things weren't going well. Right. So I guess it would have been smart for you if you were able to keep it. Mine is up about 40%. All right, well, that is your Under the Radar. Now, you know, we got the Way It Mix at the top of the hour, plus the founder of the Fearless Fund, Arian Simone, is going to be joining us. She has a march that's happening in D.C. on March 14th, and we want to make sure that you guys are aware of what this VC-funded company does for women of color, that now, according to a suit against the Fearless Fund, they're saying that it's discriminatory to offer funding for women of color, even though we're the least funded out of anybody. All right, it's Way Up.
Just like to talk like they Angela Yee, like they Angela Yee.
Man, she's spilling it all. This is Yee T.
Way Up.
It's Way Up, Yee T time with my guy, Mano.
That's right. Good afternoon.
All right, JT from the City Girls is going to be doing her own tour. It's her very first solo U.S. tour, and that kicks off March 23rd in Houston. All right, she went on her social media page to announce that that's going to be happening. It's a 13-date run, so shout out to her for that. Got to work, you know.
I like JT.
Mm-hmm. All right, now Shannon Sharp is saying that he made more money from this Cat Williams interview than in an NFL season. Here's what he had to say with Ocho Cinco.
I just got the check. So whatever you think I made, 3X it. I made more money on Cat Williams alone than I made in any year that I played the NFL.
He said, if you think I made $500,000, three times that. If you think I made $1 million, three times it. If you think I made $2 million, three times that. I mean, you know, back in 2000, he made $5 million when he signed with the Ravens. Yeah. And so other years, his earnings varied from $110,000 to $3 million. So it looks like he made maybe like $6 million from it.
Made a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. All right, Bad Bunny is suing a fan for uploading concert footage on YouTube. He's suing a fan named Eric Guillermo Madrono Garoni for posting that concert footage. It says that he recorded and uploaded full song performances, and those uploads are using his name and music to attract views and ad revenue to his concert YouTube channel instead of to Bad Bunny's official channel. You can't do that.
Not
you can't
at
just
all.
Take music. That's,
put it up.
Yeah, and put up whole performances.
Gets flagged.
On your page. And I don't know if he's going to have to pay money, but he wants an injunction to prevent him from posting more footage. And he's requesting either a flat $150,000 per video or compensation for actual damages caused by the recordings. All right. Now, Hulu has a Black Twitter documentary that's coming. I saw a lot of people talking about this. Yes, it's called Black Twitter, A People's History. And a trailer was just released. They said the project's release date is May 9th. So, just iconic Black Twitter moments. Sheesh, what do you think about that?
I don't know. I'm seeing how interesting that's going to be.
And it's produced, well, it's directed by Prentice Penny, who also did Insecure. And he has a lot of interviews on there with people like Amanda Seales, Kid Fury, Jamil Hill. So,
Sounds like it's going to be funny.
Yeah, and a lot of things did happen on Black Twitter, set the trends.
We had a lot of moments.
A lot of moments. All right, Chris Brown says he does not care about mainstream acceptance. He went on social media over the weekend on Instagram and said, I don't want to be accepted from none of the mainstream media and fake celebrities. I'm king in my own lane. Your fave ain't got ish on me and they know it. Ain't finna tap dance for approval. You will beg forgiveness of me. That I do know.
He said it. Standing on business.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, he doesn't want to be accepted by mainstream media. He doesn't want people pretending to try to be cool with him. And he said he's in his own lane.
Said what I said.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that is your Yee T. And when we come back, it's a Monday, so you know what that means.
Manovation.
We need you to be our Manovation.
Shout out to the Manovators.
Shout out to the Manovators. When we come back, it's a Monday. Manovation is Way Up.
Vibing Way Up with Angela Yee.
Come right back.
More now.
All right, it's Way Up, and it's a Monday, so you know what
Manovation. No hesitation in any situation in today's Manovation.
I'm ready.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You can't save everybody.
Oof.
You cannot save everybody.
Don't save
You can't sink your ship trying to pull everybody on board.
Mm-mm-mm.
Everybody can't go. And that's just the way it is. And in life, we want to do things for everybody. We want to save everybody, but we got to get on land first. And self-preservation is the law of the land. First, get in pocket, get in position. You know, everybody cannot go.
Everybody can't make it, unfortunately. You
know, unfortunately. Some people is not even worthy of going. Some people.
And sometimes
don't
you sometimes you sacrifice your own well being trying mm-hmm. to help and lift other people up. But
right.
you got to put. What do they say? You got to put your oxygen mask on first.
First.
Before save you can save first. Other people.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not even in a position. Like you got to. The boat only fit a certain amount of people.
And when you find yourself doing stuff for other people that you don't even do for yourself.
Man, don't be so selfless.
Spending money that you wouldn't spend on yourself, on somebody else, and doing all of these things. Like,
don't be so selfless that you lose yourself.
And sometimes you do so much for people, and then the one time you don't do it.
Right.
You're the worst person on the planet.
Absolutely. They forget about everything.
Everything you ever did. They're like, what? You ain't got that money for me? You ain't got this for me? Oh, so you're not going to do X, Y, and Z? You're like, yeah, I did
but
it.
What about all the other stuff
every
I did?
Every other time. Yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's good. Can't save everybody.
Can't save everybody.
And that is your Monday.
Man ovation.
I really want you to get these Mischief Timberlands.
I like them. I'm not mad at them.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of...
I'm not mad at them, man.
And for people listening, those Mischief shoes are those big, huge red shoes. But now
it's
they
like
got,
they got the bottom all around them.
You look like a cartoon character, yeah. kind of, with these on. And so I was taking
a
look. I
could have seen you do the red boots. I wasn't mad at those neither, though.
The red boots. I didn't really like those. Those felt like...
Not for guys,
It
though.
Was just for a period of time. You could only do that for, like, a month, and then it was over. Like, you can't wear those now.
No, that's. I mean, that's how everything is. It's like shock vacuum.
I've been wearing these Tims for a while.
Nah,
I like
that's
them.
Like that's like this year. That's
and
it.
Spike Lee is in the shoot for it. All right, well that is your Monday Main Ovation. Sorry, I got distracted. And when we come back, we have Ask Ye. Now these are for when we can try to save you. Okay, 800-292-5150. We love to give advice. All right, so. Again, you know, Maino
and
I'm
award-winning.
An award-winning advice giver. We have your medal that was given to you on Instagram. All right, so 1-800-292-5150. Anything that you need help with, we got you. It's way up.
This relationship or career advice. Angela's dropping facts.
You should know.
This is Ask Ye.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee with the award-winning advice giver, Maino.
Award-winning.
Right by my side. Okay, yeah. You know how we do.
That's
right.
All right, and right now we have Red on the line. What's up, Red?
Hello. Thank you so much for being, you know, for letting me get on here. I really need some advice.
Okay, we're listening. What's your question, Red?
So I am openly gay, and I'm in a relationship, kind of, sort of, right? So my boyfriend just recently got incarcerated for a couple weeks. He's been in there for about a month. He does have court coming up, mm-hmm. and I've been like holding it down. I've been trying to be loyal. However, I started meeting new people, and I really like this other guy.
Oh.
The other guy has his car, has his own place. He has three children, but he's brand new to the homosexuality.
Okay. So he's freshly gay. He's freshly out of the closet.
Yes. And then now the other guy that's in jail is already out, but I'm dealing with like a lot of the baby mama drama. Like she calls him at 2:00 in the morning, hangs up. But we've been talking for like 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because I feel like I've already grown with him, but he doesn't have a job. And then like now when he gets out, he has to like find a new place. And then it's like when I'm talking to my parents, my dad is getting sick and my dad is like, oh, well, you're in school, you're in medical school, you know, you're doing well, you know, I just want you to find somebody. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, well, you know, he does exist. And it's like my parents are like, no, we don't believe that he exists. But I'm like lying to them because I don't want him to know that the person that I really like is in jail.
I just want to say, Red, when you started this story, the first thing you told me was like, I kind of sort of have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So he's not even locked in like that.
No, it was his boyfriend, and then he went to jail, and he started to feel differently about it, right?
Correct.
I mean, y'all were only dating for a short period of time. How long was it?
3 months.
They've only been dating 3 months. That's a lot to go through in the first 3 months of dating.
Whole relationships get established in 3 months.
Yeah.
People move in together
in three months. But you know what? I will say, in the beginning, if it's like a lot of drama, that's kind of a red flag so early on. It's one thing if y'all been together holding it down, but 3 months in, now you in jail. You don't know what's going to happen when his court date comes around. And then you also like somebody else. To me, that's an indication that maybe it's not time to be in a relationship. Maybe you should wait until he comes home and see how you feel and what's different and not commit to anybody yet.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't understand why you feel like you need to lock in.
I think it's because of the pressure because of my parents.
Well, you're not having a relationship because of your parents. You got to do what feels right to you. And it feels like you don't know what that is yet.
Okay.
You know, take your time. You're in school. This guy's in jail. Things could change when he comes home. You know, the other guy, it's a newer relationship. He's freshly out of the closet and he's got baby That's mama drama. Right, yeah, he's fresh out the closet.
Freshly out of the closet is crazy.
Give him a little time to settle into gay life.
Oh, my.
Right, and that's what we talked about last night. And he's like, oh, well, I'm ready. Like, I'll go buy you a ring. And I'm like, but you still have to deal with your baby mama.
His baby mom knows that he's gay?
No, not yet.
Well, therein lies the problem, Red. He has not even come out to his baby mom.
Sneaking and geeking.
Until he does that, I wouldn't even take him that seriously.
True. Okay.
So take your time, like I said. Let things unfold. It seems like you got to wait for one person to come home. You got to wait for this guy to fully come out. He's peeking out right now, but he's not all the way out.
Right.
All right, Red?
Thank you both so much. Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that was Assy. You did good, Mano. All right. When we come back, we have Arian Simone. She is the founder of the Fearless Fund. She'll be joining us talking about this lawsuit that they have against the fund, and it makes no sense. Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy, because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Sense to me, but we'll let her explain it. It's Way Up.
We're about to do this.
Yeah.
Yo.
More Way Up with Angela Yee on now.
You know who it is.
You know who it is.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and I have a special guest here who we've been trying to coordinate for quite some time. Arian Simone is here. She is the co-founder and general partner of Fearless Fund. And you may have seen this in the news, but this is a message that we have to keep on making sure that we're elevating, highlighting, not forgetting about, and that it stays in the news. So can you let people know what the Fearless Fund is who are listening?
Most definitely. And thank you for having me, because you're correct. We have been trying to get this going. Mm-hmm. The Fearless Fund is the nation's first venture capital fund that is built by women of color for women of color. We are investors. It looks like Shark Tank. People come, they pitch, they want funding for their business. We say, hey, we'll give you $500,000 in exchange for 10% equity ownership. We're backed by JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, MasterCard, PayPal, and a lot of major Fortune 100 and 500 corporations. We have deployed about maybe somewhere around $30 million of investment capital.
And these are companies that you know of that you guys have invested into that our listeners would definitely be quite familiar with.
I have the Lip Bar on right now.
Oh, me too.
We're investors in Slutty Vegan. We're investors in Partake. Yes, see? So, I mean, the list goes on and on. Prior to the Fearless Fund, the average fundraise a black woman had was around $30,000.
Compared to...
Now that the Fearless Fund exists, we came on the scene cutting seven-figure checks to black and brown women. And then August 2nd, we are plastered all over the news. We are being sued by Edward Blum's organization. He is a conservative legal strategist. He's the same person that stopped affirmative action at the colleges in June of 2023 at the Supreme Court level. And he has a company called American Alliance for Equal Rights. They are alleging exactly that we are being discriminatory. So I guess we have like reverse discrimination or reverse racism. They're trying to
Help an underserved group of people who deserve the funding.
Exactly.
Get the funding that they need. Right now, I'm talking to the co-founder and CEO of the Fearless Fund, Arian Simone. Because we all know the biggest issue that black women have when we are starting our businesses is that we get the least amount of funding, even though we start the most businesses.
That is correct.
So how do you remedy that?
The Fearless Fund. So
the Fearless Fund was created to help solve a problem, because that is a problem.
It's a very big problem. Women of color make over 20% of the U.S. population while receiving only 0.39% of the funding.
Yeah.
That's a fraction of a percent.
That's what he should be focused on. Black, why is it like that, you know?
Exactly. When we were in court, one time the plaintiff side said, what they are doing is like what the whites only sign was in segregation. I said, oh, no, sir. That sign was, one, meant to oppress. I said, and two, what disparity was that solving?
Exactly.
I said, we are solving a disparity.
We see a lot of things under tech, like you talked about affirmative action in schools, right? We're going to see the results of that, you know, in the years to follow, mm-hmm. because that's going to have such an adverse effect on things that have been able to happen.
Something else to me that was interesting that was posed in court. Are you not liking how they are marketing? Are you mad that it basically exists, period?
Right.
And it was definitely on the both end. And I was just like, whoa.
What is going on now? Like, where is this case at now?
Yes. Okay. So August 2nd, they filed three things against four of my legal entities. They filed a temporary restraining order. I thought those were on people, not on businesses.
Yeah.
They tried to put us out of business by August 17th. That was withdrawn. They filed a preliminary injunction on one of our grant programs with MasterCard. And they filed the complaint, which is the case itself. So we have yet to go to court actually on the case itself, the complaint. We've been to court on the preliminary injunction. We won in the federal district court. Mm-hmm. They appealed immediately right after. So we have been in federal appeals court. We recently just did a court appearance for oral arguments on January 31st, 2024 in federal appeals court. And we went before a 3-judge panel, and we are waiting for them to rule.
Right now, I am talking to Arian Simone, the co-founder and CEO of the Fearless Fund. And we have more with her when we come back. It's Way Up.
We're about to do this.
Yeah.
Yo.
More Way Up with Angela Yee on now.
You know who it is.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and I have a special guest, Arian Simone. She is the co-founder and CEO of the Fearless Fund. Right now, they are battling a lawsuit because they provide funding for women of color-owned businesses. But Edward Blum, who opposes diversity programs like affirmative action, is trying to sue them, saying that it's discriminatory. And what can people who are listening do? Like, how can people participate or make sure they amplify this message? Or is there a way? Because I can imagine also the funding that should be going towards these businesses is now going towards legal bills.
One, if you want to support us, you can definitely donate to our foundation. Also, we have a rally coming up that we are doing on March 14th, and people can check out our Instagram at fearless.fund for any of our events, our town halls, rallies, for them to come in large numbers to physically participate. Our petition is fearlessfreedomnow.org. They can definitely sign it to put their signature to say, hey, we stand with the Fearless Fund. Anything else, make sure you tell your Congress people and even your state legislators what is going on, because right now five states I think, have made it illegal for DEI.
Right now, I'm talking to the co-founder and CEO of the Fearless Fund, Arian Simone. People have this misperception of DEI as something where unqualified people get in to fill a quota, but that's not what it is at all.
No.
It is qualified, sometimes overly qualified people who have earned these positions and should have them. But a lot of times, people who are mediocre get an opportunity because they know somebody, or, you know, you're familiar with somebody whose skin color is the same as yours and you feel more comfortable hiring that person. But there are plenty of qualified people who have actually come and taken the reins of some of these businesses and produced like nothing you've ever seen before. So I just want to make sure people understand DEI is not like fill a quota. That's not what it is.
Not at all. DEI is definitely not that. Affirmative action isn't even that. Yeah. I'm over all of this becoming convoluted. Right after the affirmative action ruling, all the Fortune 100s, they started getting threatening letters to stop their DEI program. Oh, because let me tell you, when those five states made DEI illegal, either way, we know what the goal is of the people that are basically suing us. They want what we do to be illegal.
Right.
That is why this case is so important, because it's setting precedents. They're using law right now, Section 1981 of the 1866 Civil Rights Act, to say we're violating this law, which is not true. Mm-hmm. That law says that non-white people can enter into contracts. It was designed for black people post-slavery to have economic freedom and employment. And they are saying we are in violation of this. This is very critical, because they are trying to make it illegal for us to do what it is that we do.
I mean, that's ridiculous. But what it shows is how scared people are. The rally that you guys are having on the 14th, is that in D.C.?
Yes, it is.
Everybody that's in D.C., make sure that you're there if you're in the surrounding area. If you can make it out there, make it happen. Tamika Mallory called me, too. And she was Angela, we got to make this happen. I was like, Tamika, I'm on it. Like, we're already working on both ends. But it is important to me, because I am a founder and I am a person that I do want to be able to be in the position that you're in. That's why I'm right now trying to build up myself and my business and my money to help other businesses. But I want to make sure that I'm able to give my money to those businesses that deserve it the most, that don't have the funding that everybody else does.
And you are doing amazing.
Thank you.
No, you are.
Arian Simone, how can people find you? How can they find the Fearless Fund one more time?
At fearless.fund, and I'm at Arian Simone on all social media.
All right, well, thank you so much to Arian Simone for joining us. And again, if you want to learn how to help, or if you want to watch that full interview, you can go to my YouTube channel, Way Up With Yee. And when we come back, you guys have the last word.
Pick up the phone.
Tap in.
Tap in to get your voice heard.
What the word is.
Here's the last word on Way Up With Angela Yee.
What's up? It's Way Up With Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee with my guy, Mano.
Way up.
Day one of your fast. I told you I'm going to join you for part of this. So yeah,
I'm happy. I got a co-defendant.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we are checking each other.
Yeah.
And accountability partners, we call it.
I'm going to do it, though.
All right, we watching you.
Discipline.
Well, thank you again to Arian Simone, the co-founder and CEO of the Fearless Fund, for joining us. You can watch that full interview on my YouTube channel, Way Up With Yee. All right, and get some rest, too, because, you know, we did the spring ahead over the weekend. So we're really like an hour ahead, which means we get an hour less of sleep. But longer days, that's the trade-off. All right, well, you guys, again, be safe, and we will see you tomorrow. But as usual, you have the last word.
I got a problem with one of my siblings. Name is Marlon Wayne. I don't know how his father is my father, or what's going on, or if my mother is his mother or his father. But I just know we look just alike, and he won't answer none of my calls.
I would like to shine a light on myself. My name is Melissa out of Toledo, Ohio, and I just want to tell people that when you're fighting the depression, keep on going. Don't give up. It's been 6 years. I brought myself out of that depression, and I just want everybody to know that they are not alone.
Going way up, turn up with Angela Yee.
It's Angela Yee, and I'm known for my love for travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. From the amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and gorgeous beaches, USVI has everything you want in a destination, and no passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Visit USVI.com to plan your next trip. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas this May. I can't wait. Hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.